This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should be doing daylight savings revolving around the golf season. If the weather starts getting nicer, we should actually move it the other way so that it, like, you know, right now it's 8:21. It's actually 6:21.
You want it dark until 11 a.m.
Yes. Golf comes up at 11.
What if people want to golf in the morning?
Don't you work?
Maybe they work at night.
Okay. Different clocks for everybody.
To rescue us from you making my brain hurt about what time it is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
6:02 is the time. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off. Nate is in today. Happy to have Nate along.
Good morning.
He's going on another golf trip this week.
Yeah.
What is this? Like five this year? For you?
There's a couple. This is the month of golf for me.
July?
I got Pinehurst this week. I come home. I have a day in between.
Yeah.
And I have the member guest at my club until Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Sunday morning, I leave to
for another golf trip?
Yes.
Yeah. Where is this one? Where is this
it's
one?
Just a Pebble? It's just Cross Creek. It's just a little
down the road a little bit.
Little spot in past Erie, PA that my dad and his buddies have been going for, gosh, like as long as I've been born. It's to me, you know, the course is, it's a little rinky dink. You know, it's, have you? Have
that
you
one's, ever, no, you, we've
talked about this.
We've chatted about this. I've looked at it. It's like the best deal you can find
it's
for,
best deal
for
in
like
golf.
A getaway.
It's the best deal in golf.
Uh-huh.
They have like, you know, $2 domestics at the bar, a rotating shag carpet, crystal, like, you know, what do they call those big chandeliers?
Know.
Like a big crystal chandelier.
A shag
carpet that has a rotating bar, so it moves.
I see. Okay.
And like, I would say that I know a lot of people
that sounds
that
very,
go there.
Very 70s.
Oh, it's, so my grandfather used to go, and he used to go, and they would play a little golf, but mostly play dominoes.
Okay.
So that's how you know.
Mostly dominoes. Little golf,
little
mostly
dominoes.
More of a
dominoes.
Dominoes trip.
It was mostly a dominoes trip.
A dominoes trip.
Yeah.
Which
apparently was a thing, dominoes.
Okay. I can't say I've ever played dominoes, like the game.
If there were dominoes in my hand, I was setting up some sort of elaborate knockdown situation.
Yeah, what percentage of dominoes use is the game, and what percentage is you set them up to in a pattern to have them knock each other down one after the other?
Because
that's not the game.
No, it's not.
That's not the game.
I wonder how, well, that's probably on a sliding scale. 70s, I'd say 90% of people, maybe 100% of people that had dominoes were playing the game. And now I would say it's probably 90% the other way.
Okay. that we're doing it to knock it down.
Yeah.
Because that's when I had dominoes in elementary school.
Yeah.
That we never, ever, ever
don't know,
played the
game. Know what the game is.
I couldn't tell you how to play the game.
Don't know the game.
Right now.
Yeah.
Josh or Owen, do you guys know how to play the game of dominoes? Like the actual game? No?
I just know that there are numbers on the little dominoes.
Four young adults here, and none of us have a single. We couldn't do it.
But you've all set up dominoes to fall, correct?
Oh, yeah.
100%. 100% of us polled have said dominoes is just the.
Because they have the dots on them.
They do.
They have the
numbers.
But that means nothing to us.
It's like dice. It's like flat dice.
But that means nothing to us.
No, not a thing.
Nothing at all.
Not a thing.
Okay.
I used to have like plastic ones that were just for setting up and knocking down.
Yeah. At some point, they changed the materials. The old school ones were like heavy, and then they switched to plastic because they were like, okay, well, these damn kids, they don't care about the game, so let's give them something.
Right. Yeah, just something to do.
So, yeah, that's basically Cross Creek before cards and dominoes.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of cigarettes would be my guess. If it was the 70s.
It is funny. He's going to Pinehurst this week, and we spent time talking about the other golf course he's going to in a couple of weeks. But he is going to Pinehurst.
Because that's the vibe, guys. There's 27 holes. We go like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So there'll be nobody on the course. We'll play like 10-on-10 scrambles.
Love it. Love
you know, it. Just absolute anarchy. Pinehurst will be sweet.
Yeah.
Pinehurst will be sweet.
So, and then we get to training camp in a couple of weeks. And
that's right.
I can't wait for that for that. That really is also, training camp every year is a combination for me personally of camp being back, football feeling like it is back. One, we're doing the show outside, which is always great.
Yes.
And then also the golf there is also incredible around the St. John Fisher area, around Rochester as well. And we're only a couple of weeks away from that, and I'm very excited for training camp. Although I don't really know, you know, this might be the last time we do a show together until we get to camp. I don't know what the main storyline is right now that I would be excited for. Like, what is the other than just they're back, everyone's back, football's back? Like the single thing. There's no real James Cook drama anymore.
Not really.
I don't think. He left the door. They talked a lot about James Cook on the afternoon show yesterday. Like, he slightly left the door cracked open when he showed up to minicamp and said, you know, he wouldn't necessarily say what he would be doing at camp. He just said he would be at camp.
Yeah.
Maybe keeping the door open to a hold-in if there was no contract between minicamp and training camp. I don't think anybody expects there to be a contract between then and now?
I don't.
So, does he hold in? Like, I guess that's possible, but I'm not really expecting that.
No, I'm not.
From James Cook.
I'm just kind of expecting there not to be really any drama around it whatsoever.
So what is it? What is the thing at camp that I should be looking forward to other than just camp is back?
Trubisky versus Mike White.
I guess that is a battle.
It's something. I'm not sure it's a battle. You know what I was thinking of the other day was Cole Bishop.
Okay.
Like he missed most of training camp last year with a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
And it put him behind the eight ball to potentially having a route to being the day one starter in front of DeMar Hamlin. And now it kind of feels like he's penciled in ahead of Hamlin.
I think he has to be. And ahead of, they had Derek Forrest in the offseason who started some games for Washington, but they would want Bishop to start.
No doubt
they would want Bishop to show them at camp that, like, this isn't even a competition. Like, he is the starting safety.
Would that be the thing that you'd panic about the most in this team is if he showed up to camp and looked like he did last year?
The thing I would...
Lost a little?
Maybe
that's dramatic, but I kind of felt...
Yeah, what's the thing I would panic about the most?
Would it be him not being good?
If it's not him...
Because they sort of need one of the... Like, you know who Taylor Rapp is. He's fine.
Like, he's fine.
He doesn't kill you, and he's not a top 20 player at the position.
Last year, Pro Football Focus, he was, I think, the best rated tackling safety
okay.
in the league and also one of the worst coverage safeties
yeah.
in the league. So he gives you some things and he leaves you, you know, wanting in other areas.
I think they really need him to be good. Cole Bishop. They need Cole Bishop to be good. And they need him to be good right out of the gate where
yeah.
he's being talked about on that side. Because the position needs someone to step up and be a good player. And they need us, for God's sakes, they need a second round pick to really come out and show out and be a player that they can look to and say, like, this yeah. is a building block. They got two more years of a second round rookie contract and have a, like, so they yeah. were, you were talking about the show yesterday about them talking about James Cook. Well, I was listening when they had Jeremy Kahn on from Baltimore and hearing him talk about, and then kind of just mentioning out loud, like, how good that Ravens secondary is. All of them are first-round picks. All of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they have something like 9 first-round picks or something that are going to are their projected starters.
That group on, like that. On in their defensive backfield is probably the best in football. So comparing it to them, I mean, whatever. I just think, like, I look at this defensive backfield and I say, it could be better than it was last year. How much better could it be? Because it kind of needs to be a lot better. And they focused almost all of their offseason resources on the defensive line. And then they added a bunch of fourth, fifth, sixth rounders to that defensive backfield. And obviously their first rounder and Maxwell Hairston. But like,
yeah,
they kind of need Hairston to be good right out of the gate.
You could, I think the need for that is greater than a lot are giving credit for it. Because
he needs to be good out of the gate.
This is where I would almost say Hairston showing up and being good right away is more important than Bishop doing it. Because if Bishop doesn't do it, safety is a position where I feel like I could get away with just being okay at the position. They kind of did it last year.
How long into training camp before, like, Isn't there a free agent safety out there, like a good veteran? Is it Simmons?
I think he signed.
Did he?
He was on the market at one point in time.
There is like one starting caliber level end of the career type guy that's still available, I'm pretty sure. Like how long into training, how long is it gonna take for you to panic on their safety position?
He might actually be available. Simmons was with Atlanta last year, and I don't see him on a team at the moment.
So I'm sure he's out there. That's probably one of the more popular Facebook AI articles is the Bills being connected to him. But like I wonder how quickly you look at this defense and say, okay, well, you've got two guys, Christian Benford, Taron Johnson, that you know you can rely on. And Johnson has missed time, but yeah. I think you feel really good if, like, Cam Lewis has to step in. I think you feel fine. You've watched it before, and I thought he played well in place of Taron Johnson when he hurt his hand arm last year.
Yeah.
Plus, you've got other pieces that you've drafted. You know, Dorian Strong, Hancock. Like, they've got guys back there, like, worst case, if Taron Johnson goes down. But, like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If Cole Bishop isn't good,
yeah,
that's a problem for them.
Is it a bigger problem than if Hairston shows up and isn't good?
I think...
because to me, if Hairston shows up and he's just not ready, he's getting bullied by Coleman or whoever at camp, and it becomes evident, like, he's going to have a little bit of an adjustment because he's smaller.
Yep.
And... What are other offensive coordinators going to do? What is Andy Reid going to do when he sees Max Hairston across the field? He's going to try to get his biggest wide receiver matched up against him. That might be a poor example because I don't know if Kansas City has a big receiver that they can really threaten you with. But when you play Tampa, what's Tampa going to try to do? They're going to try to get Mike Evans on Maxwell Hairston. And if he looks like he's having a tough time with that and it might keep him from being on the field, Right now, I would be more worried with their depth at corner. I know they've added a lot of bodies.
Their floor is much higher, I think, than it was last year.
At corner?
Yeah.
Because last year, they're at Elam. And Elam is the next man up. And for that, I would agree with
and
you. Because you just can't, you couldn't trust him.
You couldn't trust
him. They couldn't trust
him. The volatility there, it would be like, oh, it's either an interception or he's giving up a touchdown or getting a penalty.
It's a different type of concern, I guess, than what Elam was. Elam was, I just don't know. I can't.
They
couldn't trust him. They had to back him up 10 yards in the AFC Championship game, whereas I think they would trust Tre'Davious White. And
or
they would
Dane
trust
Jackson.
Dane Jackson, but I also would expect they would get cooked out there.
Yes.
By any reasonably good wide receiver.
Over the course of a game, yes. But I think down in, down out, you feel better, and you feel like you're going to trust that they're going to be in the right position, whether they make the play, especially Dane Jackson. That sort of was his MO here, right? He'd be in position to make a play and wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
But at least you could trust that he's not going to blow a coverage.
Maybe that's right. Man, I think Tre'Davious White is going to tug on the heartstrings a little bit because he's the first draft pick of Sean McDermott, and he's an all-pro Bill. He's a Wall of Famer. If there's a Wall of Fame at the new stadium or Legends Park, whatever they're going to end up doing, like, Tre'Davious White is in it. So he has that coming in, but what I saw last year when he was in L.A. especially, and then even to some extent when he was in Baltimore, is if he's on the field, you want better.
Yeah.
It's a problem if he's on the field. He is not as athletic as he was when he was with the Bills. Now, maybe I should give him give him camp to see, all right, torn Achilles is what he was coming back from.
And last year.
A full year to recover.
Right.
A full offseason now without rehabbing every single day. Maybe he could look a little bit different. But I'm skeptical that him at 30 years old is going to look drastically different than what you saw last year. And I think if you get any version of what Tre'Davious White was last year, I think he's going to be playing games for them. And it's going to look like... How much do the Bills know it? Because I do want to give them credit in this regard, too. If they see Tre'Davious White getting cooked out there in any isolated situation out on the field, what are they going to do? They're going to insulate him.
Yeah.
They're going to protect him. They're going to leave Christian Benford maybe a little bit more on an island than they normally would. And they will, you know, they'll wait coverage to Tre'Davious White's side and make it they'll make it look like he's actually performing well, even though he's getting more help than the other guy is.
Isn't this your best argument? I mean, maybe incidentally, that like it might be more important for Cole Bishop to be the player that is good this year.
Because it's harder to do that with a safety.
But because then at worst, if you go with Hairston, because you're like, this guy needs the reps, he needs to get in there, he's gonna have to learn, you know, trial by fire.
Yeah.
You need to feel like you've got a safety over the top that you can insulate him with. And the same as if he's not ready and Tre'Davious White or Dane Jackson has to play.
Yeah.
You need to feel like you've got a safety back there, at least one guy in coverage. We know that Taylor Rapp is not the coverage guy. Well, then Cole Bishop needs to be that. He was supposed to be coming out. He was the athletic profile, great res, like can cover, can play in the box, can tackle, it's physical, can cover, can man, zone, man, doesn't matter. Like that player needs to be, to me, that might be the biggest storyline for me is how long does it, is he a player that when you get, you see the starters on defense, that he is a standout, that he's a player that's all over the field, that's making plays, tipping balls, making interceptions. Like to me, that will be the storyline for me because I think there's a ripple effect on who you feel comfortable with at corner. I think you can feel comfortable playing Maxwell Harrison in giving up some of the lows that you're going to get with a rookie, regardless if he was the number one pick or the number 31 pick. And to me, you can maybe mitigate those lows if you have somebody that can insulate him behind the scenes in coverage. And to me right now, if it's not Bishop, I don't know that they've got somebody back there right now.
803-0550, if you have a thought on this. Kind of like if you could get one player on defense that isn't already this to stand out at training camp, who would you pick? A Bishop might be the most popular answer. I think Hairston would be right up there as well. Hairston, too, you know, like him fighting for that starting job, that will be one of the biggest storylines when we get to training camp. And you said kind of just throw him in trial by fire. I kind of do prefer they just do that.
Yeah.
That if it's close at all, you do just put him in because, you know, like I had this conversation yesterday about how important really is this regular season for the Bills. And I do think getting the one seed is important. Broke down yesterday, you know, like, what the difference in your path to the Super Bowl has been over the last 5 years, whether you're the one seed or if you're the Bills. The Bills' path has been extremely difficult. They have had to play two of Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati.
Yep.
Every year, their path has included two of those teams. The one seed has played the AFC South winner 3 years in a row,
right,
followed by one of those teams. So you have to only play one of them. So with that being said, the season is still mostly about January, mostly about what they look like when you get to the playoffs. And for Hairston, how much should I care if he is, you know, getting picked on a little bit early on, going through some growing pains early on? If it's in the name of, well, this is good for his development,
right,
by the time we get to end of the regular season, by the time we get to playoff time, he's more comfortable because we allowed him to grow through all of that.
Yep.
That, listen, that is one thing I don't think is ever brought up about Kyrie Elam and how his development or how he just never turned into anything that they could use. And I think a lot of it just gets attributed to he wasn't a very good player. Right? Like, he just wasn't a very good player. He didn't have great instincts for what they wanted.
And immediately got outplayed by their sixth round pick.
That's right.
Immediately.
They did not do that with him, though. There was no, oh, he's going through some growing pains. Let's just throw him in.
Well,
there.
If you
he
remember,
played a little bit,
he had an injury, and it opened the door. Yeah, and it opened the door for Christian Benford.
Okay, don't.
And Christian Benford played the first couple of games of that season, and then basically it was okay. Well, Benford's just better.
Right, and that was maybe becoming a bit of a storyline.
Right away.
Right, like camp.
Like
and
camp
preseason.
Right away it was, who's this kid from Villanova?
Right. He did play, so Elam played in his first game as a Bill, that opener against the Rams. He did play 44% of the snaps. So they had him in a little bit, but that's not.
I think him and Benford both played in that game.
Yeah, Benford looks like played like every snap.
Yeah.
Benford was in there full time. Elam played a little less than half. So he would have been rotating in with somebody else.
That's 3 years ago?
That is 2022.
Yeah,
that's his first game as a Bill, 2022. And that could be the Hairston plan, similarly. If
insulate him with Tre'Davious White. And maybe, Trey White plays 60%, he plays 40.
Right, that's not a position where they typically would rotate, but maybe
they've shown a willingness
to the
last time they brought in rookies.
And had a first-round pick that maybe they didn't fully trust yet.
Yep.
They still wanted to see him. They still wanted to get him game action. So he worked his way onto the field a little bit. Early in the season, by the way, Baltimore, Jets, Miami, New Orleans. What kind of test is that for rookie corner? The first 4 weeks, first month of the year. Baltimore doesn't have – Baltimore's the quarterback.
They do.
But
– they don't have the receiver. Zay Flowers is a nice player, but you're not – they're not shaking – I'm going to tell you right now. Like, I don't think Bobby Babich is like, oh, the, what we got to do is make sure we stop Zay Flowers. No, I mean, everyone knows what the situation is.
You know what I do if I'm Baltimore and Maxwell Hairston's on the field, though? I'm even though he –
DeAndre Hopkins?
I was going to say, even though he's not the player he once was at all, I'm putting my veteran big physical receiver against the rookie small corner.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting to get pretty good results if I'm the Ravens. The Jets with Garrett Wilson. The Dolphins, you would think that would be perfect for Hairston, right?
Yes, speed.
All they have is speed receivers, and that guy just runs fast. And then New Orleans, we'll have a guest about the Saints a little bit later on as we kind of work through the Bills' schedule. And the Saints have Olave, but nobody to get him the football.
Shaheed,
that's speed. See, the speed receivers are the guys I think I don't want to be worried about.
I think I agree with
that. Who's your big physical route-running receiver? If you don't have a guy like that, I feel a little more comfortable with Hairston being on the field. In that first month, Hopkins, but he's aged.
Yep.
And then Garrett Wilson, I think, would qualify to some extent.
I would agree.
On that.
I also might
but then
say
that's about it.
You're going to get – so we I kind of posed the question, like, how long will it take for the Bills or maybe just fans to panic a little bit about Cole Bishop during training camp if he just doesn't look the part?
Yeah.
Talk about trial by fire. I mean, you're getting a you're going to get tons of 2-12 personnel, two tight end packages. Isaiah Likely, one of the more athletic tight end profiles in the NFL. Mark Andrews,
yeah,
who's going to have a, you know, an axe to grind in that game a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're going to need a safety that can match up against a 12 personnel,
yeah,
both as a physical run defender, but as a downfield pass defender as well. Like, that's that first game, I think you're going to learn a little bit about the secondary. Maybe not at the corner position, but what they've got at safety, that's going to be one right away they're going to get tested on.
803-0550 is the phone number. So the secondary, I guess, is where we're really looking at for training camp, which is 2 weeks from today, I believe, is report day for the players at St. John Fisher. James Cook has been both listed in the NFL's top 100 list,
yep,
voted on by the players, and Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, does his series every year, top 10 at each position, as voted on by executives, players, scouts, I think, as well. And James Cook made that list as well. I wanted to get into a conversation today about how good do we really think James Cook is? And another way I think you could do this that I want to have some fun with today is compare him to his peers in Bills history.
Mm.
And how highly would you rank James Cook? How good is James Cook compared to other Bills running backs that we've seen in the past? Because they've had a lot of them. They've had a lot of really good
running
backs.
They've had one thing over the course of the entirety of the organization, they've had running backs.
They've always had running backs. Like, it probably would be the best position on the team. All time, right?
All time.
It's not going to be quarterback. They've only had two great ones.
Would it be the
Joe Ferguson.
Would it be the single position, and you'd have to look at offensive line singularly, left tackle, right guard, center, that kind of thing, not just offensive line in general? Is it the one position that they might have had the most Hall of Famers at?
Well, they only have two, right?
Yeah,
I think they have. I think they have like three Hall of Fame guards.
Do they? Yeah,
Joe DeLaMalier.
Right. Yeah.
No, maybe that's not three. No, they've had good guards, I think, throughout their history.
Defensive
but
ends, maybe.
Yeah, do they have
linebackers?
Do they have multiple Hall of Famers at any other position?
Wide receiver?
Andre Reed.
Yeah.
I think you might actually have that. I think that might be the only position they have multiple Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And there's a long list of other guys that are not in the Hall of Fame that work for this as well. So we'll get into that a little bit. If you want to call in at 803-0550, get to some hockey today and some tennis. Ed McGrogan is going to come up at 9 o'clock from Tennis Channel. He's also a huge Bills fan. We've talked Bills with him before, so we'll get his thoughts on the team a little bit. And also Wimbledon. The men's side has star power all over it, and the women's side had a couple of big names go down early, but there are still good storylines. I had a couple people tweeting at me yesterday. Like, there's good storylines on the women's side as well. So we'll get some Wimbledon in at 9 o'clock with some Bills. And your phone calls as well. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, Jeremy's out today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.